Hello. You know, when you hear that music, it's time to connect the dots. The host, Tom Edison. We're going to talk about everything under the sun, under the sea. As I speak, mothership are floating around planet Earth. They're hovering in our solar system. Listen, we're not going to wait for the government to tell us about disclosure. The ETs are coming here. They're here already. And they're going to give us the full disclosure. I mean, truth is, government, we don't really need government. They're obsolete, I hate to tell you. But we'd all be better off without government right now, because government is just like a waste. They confiscate our money and they waste it. They don't know what to do with it. And most of us have figured that out by now. That's my statement. Government is obsolete. Politicians are obsolete. And the sooner we can get rid of this crowd of losers, manipulators, liars, deceivers, better off we'll be. Hey, listen, this is PBS Radio. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you don't know the number to call in, it's 888-627-6008. Don't pass by this opportunity in life to call in and give your 2 cents. This show is better than Coast to Coast. I'm not saying that because I'm on an ego trip. I just know it's better because I've listened to Coast for years, and I've learned a lot of things. They had a lot of interesting guests on, but I can't stand the rotten 10, 15 minutes of commercials that are not beneficial to the general public. All stupid things by Big Pharma, the big pharmaceutical industries. They want to con you into all their fake products and stuff like that. It's sickening that a show like Coast to Coast has to have that. But we don't have none of that bullshit. That's it, bullshit. BS for short on BBS Radio. BBS? What does the BS stand for? Well, I'll never say. But anyhow, I was listening to the last show. Some of you were too. And boy, E.T. Yoga Man himself, Charles Green, I believe that's his name. Boy, he was on a roll like a hot dog, beyond that even. And he was talking about some important stuff. He ought to take this show and frame it or something, his last show, because he was really like telling it like it is about the power of your thoughts creating reality. And he mentioned a lot of other good things like Egyptian healing rods. I still got to get myself a pair, but I will be getting some. Talking about, you know, you're creating your own concepts of what the reality is. You shouldn't be engaging in judgment or labeling, because these create negative realities. They're called thought forms sometimes. If they gain enough energy, I talk about them in my book. Hey, you got to go out and buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I'm not saying this because I'm an egotist. I'm telling you, I don't care how smart you are. Even Charles Green could learn something from my book, Connect the Dots. Even James Gillian, hey, big star on BBS Radio, he could learn something from my book, Connect the Dots, because I put things into this book that no human being has ever talked about since the beginning of time. You want to try to prove me wrong? Well, you'll have to buy the book and read it first. And then I'll just point out to you, like, yeah, whoever talked about this, whoever talked about that, whoever talked about that, I've got a whole list of things that I talk about in this book that nobody has talked about. I've got pictures that nobody has, and it's an education to enlighten people. That was the purpose of writing it, to make some sense of the insanity that still has a stronghold on our reality. Because it's important to understand why things are the way they are. And, there's not enough jokes in this world today. Nope. People used to joke all the time, but there's less and less of it now, which is, I don't know. I don't like it. I like jokes. I can remember when people used to pass sheets of paper around with jokes on them. Paper? What's that? I've got a cell phone. My cell phone doesn't have paper. Is that an insert or an app I have to get? But, yeah, sheets of jokes on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. And they were hysterical. And guess what? Jokes were written to be funny, to get people to laugh. They're not to be taken seriously. Sure, the funniest jokes are the sex jokes, the ethnic jokes. But that doesn't mean you believe what's there. You know, it's just funny. I mean, ethnic jokes are based on certain habits and behaviors of certain ethnic groups. This is about truth. Every one of those ethnic jokes I ever heard in my life or ever seen written on a piece of paper, there's some truth behind it. It's not being discriminatory. It's talking about the reality of certain groups of people acting certain different ways. And a lot of those ways are illogical, no good for other people, outside of the people that we're talking about. And so, therefore, we make jokes about them, and they're funny. If you can't take it, well, you know, a joke about you, well, that's just too bad. But it's an important part of humor. And guess what? Humor does exist in the afterlife, and it does exist in the higher realms of intelligence. It's probably not as hurtful as some of the humor in this realm can be, but it does exist. So jokes are important. Humor is important. And if you have a problem with somebody making a joke about your particular group of people, or you're the one with the problem, not the people making the joke, they're actually helping you out by telling you about your obnoxious behavior, and they put it into a joke. You should thank them for that. That's right. Well, so much for that. But yeah, Charles Green, he was on a roll talking about everything spiritual growth, talking about the multiple timelines, and I understand if you take it, like he makes the good points about the maps of change, there's a possibility of many timelines. I mean, when you open your mind to the concept that there's an infinite amount of possibilities to anything, well, then there's an infinite amount of possibilities to timelines. You know, I've talked about the dimensions of reality before. And that's why I tell everybody, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I claim to have the best explanation if you don't understand the concept of other dimensions, I explain it to you. I mean, basically, it technically can be explained as frequency ranges. Each dimension has its parameters of frequency ranges. And the higher you go, the faster the vibrations go. And that's the way that's the basic outline of the dimensions. Then you got to understand the concept of geometry, the Platonic solids and their correlates. That's what ups the energy levels and downs them. There are interdimensional zones that connect, you know, sometimes referred to as veils of light, but it's energy flowing through geometric shapes. Pyramid, very familiar shape to most of us. Well, you know. It's one of the multi-dimensional transducers of energies up and down. And any pyramid, you can make them out of cardboard. I tell people to do that. I explain it in my book. And prove to yourself that it attracts energy from the unseen. Just made out of cardboard. But also, when you make a physical pyramid, and automatically the universe projects a reverse image of that below it. So you have an octahedron immediately. Every pyramid is turned into an octahedron. So when you talk about the great pyramids in Egypt, it's important to understand that there's an energy reflection of those pyramids on the sand surface there that goes into the ground, and it's an octahedron. All pyramids become octahedrons. This is scientific fact. I learned it in a book called The Crystal Connection. If you can find that book out there, you're good luck. But The Magic of the Universe, that book mysteriously appeared in a piece of property I was renting. And the tenants had to leave because they weren't paying the rent. And I'm doing the cleanup, and there's the book laying there on the bathroom floor. And at that point in time, a long time ago, I didn't know anything about crystals or anything. So I just decided picking it up, and then there was a picture in there that caught my eye and reminded me of something amazing I had seen. It was the nesting pattern of the platonic solids, how they all nest within each other. So anyhow, if you can find that book, The Crystal Connection, it's a gem. And very valuable knowledge in there. But so much for that. The I just have to give Charles Green credit again. Boy, he was on a roll tonight. I mean, if you didn't hear the show, you ought to download it and listen to it, because he was explaining so many important things. And these are things that we, important, when I say important things, these are things that we need to comprehend and keep in our minds, because as the saying goes, we're creating reality with our own thoughts. And I find that quite easy to believe. But in the meantime, we have a lot of serious work ahead of us here. You know, there's a lot of, we can say insanity is out of control, when we need to lock down and put a control on insanity, because the 5G system, yes, I have to talk about it. The 5G system is out there on your telephone pole already. It's just it's waiting to be turned on. And don't wait till they turn it on and you start getting sick, because it's a very powerful, evil thing they're doing here. And government doesn't seem to be interested in doing anything about stopping it. In fact, they allowed themselves to be bribed and put into law that the telecommunication companies can actually go in anybody's town, set these things up, and they are doing it. It's pretty well all set up on the East Coast here. And when they turn on the juice, it's going to be bad for human beings and other life forms. Hey, you may not care about yourself, but what about your pets? They're going to be affected too. Yeah, I say, all life forms are going to be affected by this. It's been the whole thing is being orchestrated by the NWO, New World Order, those evil son of a bitches, they're the 1/10% of the 1% of the population that want to rule everyone. And they're going to do it. I mean, they're in the process of doing it. The 5G system, it's in place already on the East Coast here. All I have to do is some jerk off has to make the, give the command, okay, turn it on. and they're going to be microwaving people in their own homes. It's a sad story, but it's a real story, you know? I mean, sure, if you understand total reality, yeah, you are an eternal being already, and sure, if you die in this realm, you'll wake up in the afterlife and you'll continue. But still, who wants to die when they don't have to? And the only reason that a lot of us might be dying in the near future is because we're not willing to stand up and stop this insanity right now. You know, if there ever was a time for human beings to stand up and speak their voice and say, you know, resist. Resistance is not futile. Resist this insanity that is being imposed upon us by a few morons who want to depopulate planet Earth for no reason at all, except they've jumped in with this plan to depopulate Earth, because who is ever left will be more easily controlled. These are sick mother effers who are on a power trip, greed trip, and most of them are ETs, actually. I talk about in my book, Connected Dots. There you understand that the so-called Illuminatis, the Rothschilds, the ruling families, the bankers, they're all really controlled by, ETs. We can call them bad ETs, whatever. But they're, that's it. Our world is controlled by not of this earth creatures. I call them the note creatures for short. And really, all you have to do is read the Sumerian scripts about the false gods of Sumerian. Sumerian clay tablets take you historically back about 450,000 years. But you can even go back further than that with other documents, which I have. But there's our main cause of problems on Earth. It's the 12th planet, otherwise known as Nibiru. Sometimes the creatures are referred to, humanoid, big humanoid creatures, referred to as Anunnaki, a lower class of their system of male-dominant society. It's called the EGG. Yeah, the dreaded EGG. Look it up. You'll find out a lot of information like that. But all you really need to know is what I put in my book, Connected Dots Theory. It's a simplification of the general picture of things. You know, the whole workings of the universe are known. And I came about that knowledge because I've been searching for truth my whole life. And once you search for truth and you really get on the trail, it finds you. You walk to the corner and there's a clue, something important waiting for you there at the corner. You get on a bus, you sit next to somebody who has something important to tell you. And it goes on and on and on. You walk in the woods and you find a magical book in the middle of a field that shouldn't be there, but it's there for you because you were searching for the truth and it was known that you would be walking on that field, so they had a gift for you. Who puts these gifts there? Well, they're the overseers. Yes, there are overseers. I call them the overseers of mankind. I also call them the universal connectors, too. Yes, there are creatures that is their sole purpose. They have a bigger overview of what's going on. I talk about this in my book. Nobody talks about this stuff. That's why I tell you, get the book, Connected Dots Theory. It'll make you a smarter person. That's right, there are creatures, those beyond creatures, we call them entities. You know, they obviously don't have physical bodies in the sense that we do, but they're out there, they have consciousness, and they can have a larger oversee of what's going on the Earth and other planets at the same time. Yeah. That much consciousness to track that many beings, and these are the masterminds behind the creation of coincidences. Hey, Charles Green had said it himself in the last show, nothing happens by chance. Well, in my book, Connected Dots Theory, I cover it all. nothing happens by chance in general, but there are a few little idiosyncrasies or things that do happen by chance. Not very, very slim, you know. If we're talking about 100% of reality, maybe 1% of 1% of that total reality does allow for chance to happen. Very infrequently, but anything coincidental, those are created. Coincidences are created. In fact, I redefined the definition of coincidence in my book. I redefined the definition of truth, yeah, because the scientific definition of truth is definitely too limited. In fact, it was probably designed that way, so we couldn't go beyond a certain point of thinking. But my definition of truth makes total sense. And I guarantee if you buy the book, which doesn't really cost that much, I think $7.99 on iTunes, $9.99 on a tablet. Sure, I recommend you buy the full-size book in the bookstore like Barnes & Noble, so you can study the pictures better, because it's better looking at an 8.5 by 11 photo than trying to look at it on your cell phone or your computer screen in certain ways. But anyhow, it's there. The info is there. The only thing, reason you don't have the info is because you have something in your mind that tells you, I don't want to spend a dime. Well, it's important to take your money and use it for important things. You know, what good is money if you just hoard it and keep it in the bank and give it to you, the people that are sucking you dry of the money, like your landlord, car payment, and all these other things that are really not that important. A book of knowledge is worth much more than any of those things, and I've got it. It's called Connect the Dutch Theory. You know, I claim it to be the most thought-provoking, enlightening book of the early part of the 21st century, because I connect everything in this book, and I break it down to the basic common denominators. It all goes back to that. Everything is frequency. Everything is vibration. And combined with geometry and light energy flowing through geometry is the explanation of everything. Again, those are the common, you know, that's how the dimensions are separated. We have light energy flowing back and forth through geometric configurations that up the energy level, down the energy level, and these are the dimensional barriers. They're light energy. And basically that you can actually see them in the right circumstances, and I have some interesting photographs in my book that and diagrams too, because I discovered this stuff when I didn't know anything about taking night photography. So then eventually I got a camera and I took some very interesting photos of what's out there. Should be on mainstream media. Of course, they don't want the truth out there, but I'm speaking the truth. And these are very important parts of reality. I'm still waiting, you know, this is a call-in show. Are there any people that have any knowledge to share that out there, like call-ins? Perfect show to call in. Unlike Connect the Dots, where you never get through, I mean, like coast to coast. This is Connect the Dots. You can call into the show and get through. Because there's a time, like I'm on the East Coast, it's 1 a.m. now. Not the people I know, they don't want to stay up to listen to my show. What can I tell you? You know, people are who they are. But the calling number here is 888-627-6008. If you're in California, it's only 25 minutes after 10 now, which is not too late to be calling in. But the mystery question I have for anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere is, give me the explanation of the red blinking light. lights that appear in a nighttime sky. Most of you have never seen this, I know, because in order to see this, you have to have a vision expansion to your normal vision, because it's outside the frequency range of normal vision. But they're there, the red blinking lights amidst the starlights. And, I'm still waiting for someone to even mention they've seen these things. Am I the only one who sees these things? Of course not. Others have seen it, but I guess they're just not listening to the radio show here. But it would be interesting if somebody, anybody, any of you geniuses out there think that, let's hear the explanation on the air. What are those red blinking lights that are all over the sky? But you have to change your frequency parameters of your eyes to see them. How do you do that? Well, hey, you'll have to figure that one out for yourself. But it's there. So what are they? You know? But they're there. And this is something people should be concerned about. That's the one picture I don't have in my book, of the red blinking lights between the starlights in the night. I have many other things that the camera has picked up, things flying around. You'd be surprised how many things are flying around at night that leave light trails that the camera, it's in the range of the frequency capabilities of the camera to pick it up, though beyond our, outside the parameters of human eyesight. Just for those pictures alone, my book is worth $100, just for those pictures alone. But, you know, if you're not interested in searching for truth, well, you're not gonna find any of it. But the book's out there for those who wanna find out a lot of truth about a lot of what reality is made of and the other creatures that are sharing our reality with us, just beyond the frequency of normal sight. That's why we don't see them. Probably better for them, because we have a lot of bad tendencies, human beings. You know, too many people are programmed from birth to be violent, destructive, and there are, and of course, under the influence of the 12 planets, they are not a good race. No, sirree. They set themselves up to false gods. They're the direct reason for male domination still existing on planet Earth, because they are a male-dominant society. Read about it. You don't have to read the whole thing. Hey, I cover that whole thing in one chapter. I got 14 chapters in my book, Connected Dots Theory, and in one chapter I cover the whole thing basically about the Anunnaki, the 12 creatures of the 12 planet, their bad influence on us. And that name of that chapter is the reason things are the way they are. They are the real culprits, worse than the devil, really. Sure, there's bad spirit beings out there. And, of course, the most important message in regards to spirit beings, especially you people that channel some of them, is you got to take the time to ask the three questions and find out where their allegiance is, because we know planet Earth has a lot of bad spirit beings here. Hopefully, they'll all be removed, you know? When I'm on Twitter, and I'm like, I follow a lot of these Pleiadians. They're identifying themselves as starseeds. In other words, they're here in human bodies, or they're sharing the existence of a human body. Yeah, that happens too. And they're here to anchor the love vibration, which will help the Earth evolve and help us evolve too. And they call themselves starseeds. They're on a mission to project love into our realm here. And then there's the other beings, Arcturians, Sirians. But if you want to know what's really going on behind the scenes, there's one individual that I follow on Twitter that is giving us all the details about what's transpiring in general. He should be on the news every day, but you can follow him, I believe it's him, on Twitter. His hashtag is Cobra Info One, just like it sounds. COBRAINFO1. Don't forget to put the at in before it. At Cobra Info One. And I retweet a lot of his stuff because it's important. He does a one tweet, short thing, sentence or two, so he never goes beyond 20 words or 30 words, and then he goes to the next one. So to understand all that's being said, sometimes the continuation of the thought goes to three or four tweets, so you really need to go to his icon and trace back one after the other so you don't miss anything. And truthfully, I have never learned so much informative historical information in my life from just one individual as this individual. I'm totally impressed, and that's why I follow him and I retweet many of his things, like 20 at a time, so people can see it as it's happening, because if you know anything about Twitter, you tweet something, and then by the time you get to your second tweet, there's like, could be 10 to 20 other tweets in between. So when you're tweeting in the fashion that three or four of them are connected, or maybe even more, and you're just doing a continuing story, the only way to grasp the whole situation is to go to the original tweeter, Cobra, at Cobra Info One, and backtrack down and then start up one after another so you don't miss anything. But I give this guy the award for the most informative bit of information about what the ETs, the Galactic Federation of Light, are doing, and they're doing a lot. Unfortunately, they talk about this thing called the event that's coming up, where everything is going to change. The pulse of light from the center of the galaxy is going to hit us, go through us, and that'll be the beginning of the new reality. And at that point, they're going to physically come down here. They're going to disclose all. They're going to remove all the bad guys. But in the meantime, the bad guys are here, and that's why I talk about 5G every week. So I talk about chemtrails, because there are still nobody in government is doing anything about it. You know, the president of the United States, apparently he's not aware of this, or he's being kept in the dark, or he's being brainwashed or whatever. I cannot believe that President Trump does not know about chemtrails. I can understand why he doesn't know about 5G or understand what's going on. But I only wish somebody would get me the opportunity to speak to him. I'd make him aware of it, no problem at all. You know, it's not that hard to understand, but it doesn't look like he's going to find out. You know, the president surrounds himself with rich people. Well, I'm not a rich person, you know. So, it's not going to be easy for me to get a hold of him. But, you know, I don't base my life on getting a hold of other people. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. And if you're a voter, I'm the only person to go vote for, because I'm the only guy who knows about everything going on and knows how to make decisions to rectify the bad situations, turn them into good situations. It requires knowledge and requires, you know, the ability to take command of situations. If you think Trump's good, I'm 1,000 times better. And that's what I'm running for president for. The fact that, hey, you know, I'm a real person. I've lived and worked amongst the general population my whole life. I know what's going on in the street. I know what's going on in the ghetto. I know about the other races and cultures and what they're, how they look at things. I know about the border problem. I know about who's doing all the bad things. I just know it, you know? I'm an informed person. And I know how to give orders and organize a plan to solve a problem. I know how to move the pieces on the chessboard. That's what makes me the most qualified person to ever run for president of the United States. So, if you're listening to my voice, you're planning on voting in the next presidential election, well, not only you go out and vote for me, and, you know, tell your friends to, too. You know, I'm doing it as a write-in candidate, so you got to write my name. That's it. The name is Tom Edison. Easy name to remember. Light bulb will go off in your head, kind of like that inventor who's famous for the light bulb. But that is my name, Tom, T-O-M, Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N, and I am the best person ever run for president of the United States. I've done the last two elections, too, but if I don't have a support team, it's not going to, you know, I'm not going to get elected. That's it. But I should be elected because I'm the only one who knows how to solve the problems. Nobody does. If they do, well, why aren't they talking about it? So I guess I proved my point already. That roar of silence in the background, when I say that, nobody ever speaks up. Never. So I guess I am the man for the job. But I won't get the job unless you, the people, get out there and go and write my name in as a write-in candidate. You know, running for president of the United States as a write-in candidate is the easiest thing to do in the world if you have the ability to. Why would you even want to do it if you didn't have the ability? It's the easiest job in the world, too. Anybody who says writing the president of the United States is a tough job, they're not qualified to be the president, definitely. It's the easiest job in the world. In fact, that's what proves President Trump isn't, he's having a rough time with it, isn't the most qualified person. He's the person in there now, and he's upset the apple cart, which is good, you know, because he's non-political, but he's a rich guy. That's his problem, okay? Nice guy, though, I think, but he's rich. Doesn't know anything about average people whatsoever. But that's what makes me the most qualified, because I'm not wealthy. Never was. And I don't really even have a desire to be, but I have a desire to solve problems, and I have a desire to seek knowledge and truth. And so I'm doing it to serve the people. You know, it's a famous teaching of Jesus. The person who wants to be the leader has to be the servant of all, and I am that already. So those are my qualifications, and it's in line with the teachings of Jesus. And just for the record, just to let you know, everybody out there who's listening, what a positive person I am, and that I'm attempting to create my reality here to be the president. I am the president already. You don't even know that. Because on December 27th, right, December, the 27th of December in 2017, I declared myself to be El Presidente of the world. That's right. Not that I'm Spanish, but I just like the ring of it. El Presidente of the world. I declared myself to be, and I am. I can solve any problem in this world right now. Why isn't it happening? I blame everyone else. That's it. I'm going to blame everyone else. Because there's a disease called unresponsiveness in this world. If you go to the BBS radio schedule, go down on my show, Saturday, Station 1, Saturday night, 10 p.m. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. That's right. This is Connect the Dots. And you click on the name of the show. Go down. You can click on the CD Baby link and preview all my music. Yes, I am a songwriter and one of the best. And I can present anytime, any place, anywhere, any day. And my recordings do prove that. But don't just listen to them. Be supportive of what I'm doing. You know, I don't have any political PACs. I don't have any rich people funding me. I'm running for president of the United States as a poor person, but I do have products out there, so you can be supportive of me, somebody who knows how to solve the problems. This whole thing with the 5G, the chemtrails, they wouldn't be existing now if I was the president. Unfortunately, President Trump, you know, he's being manipulated by the people around him, and he's stupid enough to just hire rich people when it's the poor people that know what the real problems are and we know what the solutions are. Poor people like me. That's right, I'm a poor person. I live below the poverty level. But it doesn't stop me from being happy. In fact, I go out and play every day. Every day I go out. I have to have my playtime because that's part of life. You have to enjoy life. But at the same time, I'm an expert at solving problems. And that's what makes me the most qualified person to be the president of the United States. You know, I don't talk about it that much, but I need to talk about it because I need some responsiveness from the general public. Without the general public, I won't be the president in 2020. You know, it requires, to win as a writing candidate, I require a big support group. You know, I have to have people monitoring every polling booth. That's a lot of people. But there's nobody else to vote for, really. If you vote for a Democrat and a Republican, you're out of your mind. You're perpetuating the problem. Everything, I mean, let's talk a little common sense here. Everything that's wrong with America, all the stupid laws, there's only two groups to blame, Democrats and Republicans. They're the ones who made all the stupid laws. They're the ones that keep the insanity in place. Yeah, that's it. They are the problem. So why would you, if you have still know how to think clearly, if you have control of your mind, why would you go out and vote for a Democrat or Republican, especially for President of the United States? I'm a little common sense, you know, a little practical thinking here. The only person that can bring the Congress together and break this log jam, this eternal game of tic-tac-toe that nobody ever wins anymore, is to have a president who's not one, a member of one of the parties. And to be an independent person, you can't be a member of even a third party. And of course, fake news media keeps wrongly classifying people of third parties, like the Libertarians or something like that, as independents. No, they're not independents. Libertarian Party, you're a political party. Green Party, you're a political party. You're not an independent. Read the Constitution. In order to be an independent, you can't be connected to any political party. That's what I argue that point with people all the time. Well, you're running for president, you're political. No, I'm not. I'm doing it as an individual. I hate politics. Political parties are the problem. And more specifically, it's the Democrats and Republicans. They're to blame for everything wrong with America. And if you go to BBS Radio and go down to my show Saturday, 10 p.m., Connect the Dots. Also, you can click on the link, my name, Tom Edison, and you'll find out my presidential website. You know, I claim that you just look at what I'm bringing to the table on my website, 2020 President Tom Edison. You can look it up on a cell phone because the site was designed to come up big, bright, and easy to understand on a cell phone. And you'll see that I'm talking the truth. I'm bringing stuff to the table nobody ever thought of bringing to the table. You know? There's nobody even close to me, including President Trump. You know? Hey, if you like President Trump, then you want to vote for me. I'll allow him to be part of my presidency to do what he's doing, good at doing, whatever that is. But I'm the guy who has the solutions to everything, you know? Let me tell you what a real leader is. He becomes the president. Now, he doesn't allow the military or anybody else to tell him what to do. He begins taking command and telling them from day one what he wants them to do. And that's why the president of the United States is the easiest job in the world. Because you have the authority to basically tell everybody what you want them to do. And they have to comply because you're the president. And if you know what needs to be done, you just simply have to simply give out the orders. There's enough time in the day for me to probably talk to 1,000 people, so I could give out 1,000 orders on the first day and have 1,000 things working. It's that easy, really. And follow up, you know, I'll make sure they get back to me real soon, because you have to stay on top of things you want to work. And if you have a trained mind like I do, you can keep 1,000 things running, like playing 1,000 games of chess at the same time. You can do that, no sweat. If you have a trained mind, and I have a trained mind, again, that's what makes me the most qualified person to be next president of the United States. Think about what I'm saying. Anyhow, meantime, we got to stop the 5G. I don't care if you got to take your chainsaw off, cut down a telephone pole, or take your other implements out and cut the wires, whatever, but you got to stop it. Don't let them put these broadcasters, turn on the juice in front of your house and cook you while you're sleeping. Are you that? I mean, come on. You know, you have to have some respect for your own life, and you got to be willing to defend your own life, but that's basically what they're doing. They've got the system set up right now. Within a matter of days, they'll put the final piece to the puzzle together and it'll turn on the juice. And then you're going to start getting sick if you're not taking precautions and being real careful. I mean, sure, what are we going to do? Board up our houses with giant sheets of aluminum towards the street? No, we need to stop this thing from being broadcasted. And people need to start organizing together in the interest of protecting themselves, because they're going to silently turn this shit on when you're sleeping. And then it's going to be on forever. And it'll be just a matter of days or weeks before you start getting cancer. You know, it's all part of the plan. It's called depopulation. And then in the meantime, when most of you who are not taking care of your lives, not having educated yourself about healthy living, you're going to run to the doctors, large percentage of you, and they're going to put the final nails in your coffin with the chemotherapy. You know, if you're stupid enough to go for chemotherapy, I'm going to tell you, you're stupid. Because the cures to cancer are available now. The knowledge is out there. And if you listen to quack doctors and pharmaceutical salespeople to try to talk you into poisoning yourself with chemotherapy, which is really chemo-killing. It's not therapy or anything. It's, you know, it's something that should never have come on the scene. But because of too many weak-minded people, too many brain-dead people asleep in the Matrix, this has been perpetrated upon you. And it's all with the Agenda 21, it's all with the population plan, and it's being worked against you. It's time to wake up and understand these people are slamming the door in your face. They're stabbing you in the back. They're basically confronting you to your face and spitting in it, and you're doing nothing. Well, it's time to wake up, you know? You have the power to create your own reality, and you can say, no, I don't want you doing this, and you can actually take physical actions to stop this from happening. And it looks like that's what we're going to have to do with this 5G. Whether, you know, there's going to be a sale on chainsaws and each one of these poles is going to be cut down, or we're going to be snipping the wires at the corner, but something has to be done. And it doesn't look like government, the easy way would be for government to declare it illegal and see to it that it, the system never goes on. I hear contacting your senators is the legal way to go about it, but we know how useful senators are. They're do-for-nothing jerks that have gotten elected to be politicians. Most of them are losers. Most of them are bribe takers. Most of them have no guts to do anything. And most of them are taking, siding with the big corporations because that's where they get their paycheck from, really. So I say it goes back to the people. We're going to have to go with Plan B, and we're going to have to physically stop this. You know, we have a right to save ourselves from allowing the New World Order to actually kill us. I mean, that's what this is. They're put, 5G is putting energy weapons in front of your house on the local telephone pole and broadcasting harmful radiations into your private environment, so you're no longer safe in your house. You know, we'll all have to go out and sleep in the woods or something. But what we want to do is really stop this from being turned on. I mean, they've got the whole system on the East Coast. They've got the whole system laid out in everybody's neighborhood already. All they have to do is put the final piece on the nozzle for the little broadcasting nozzle and then just give the order, turn on the juice, because the network is all in place already, and they did that in a couple of weeks. It shows you what government can do when they're being paid big money to do bad things. Boy, there's no, it's unbelievable how fast they do things. And to show you how slow government is, you know, I'm a New York resident. And you might have remembered that was like 17 years ago, almost 9/11. When the Trade Center buildings were knocked down in the false flag operation, yes, false flag. I give you some new clues about how it was brought down in my book, too. You're a 9/11 enthusiast, and you want to get my book, Connected Obscurity, available everywhere. Just Google it in, you'll see. And that's it, Connected Obscurity. It's not just one theory, it's a multifarious. Look that word up in the dictionary. A lot of theories. It's connecting them all together. That's why it's called Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, does that make sense? But let me just give you an example how government can be so slow and annoyingly slow. So, 2001, 17 years ago, the buildings got knocked down. And one of the subway stations got destroyed during the collapse of the buildings. Well, here it is, 17 years later, and they still haven't reopened that subway station. They got the trains running through it for years now, but there's 17 years later, and they still haven't rebuilt the World Trade Center subway station. Now, is that insane? I mean, that's got to be a world record for taking your time on doing things, milking the job or whatever. God only knows how much money's been wasted on that. Well, let me tell you what an intelligent person would have done. If I had some authority over the situation, I could have built that station myself with my bare hands in a couple of months. Yeah, certainly less than a year. With my bare hands, by myself, okay? That's what can be done. Meanwhile, with all the money in the world, all the construction teams and everything, 17 years later, they still haven't rebuilt that subway station. It's in the process of being rebuilt. 17 years. Is that insane? Well, let me tell you, with the 5G, when I saw them start putting them up, they would put them up in a town in less than a week. One town, 1 week. On the East Coast here. A little longer on big places like New York City. And, of course, they have to do a more extensive job in New York because you don't have telephone poles on every street because of most of the wiring is underground. But I was walking by Madison Square Garden, 34th Street today, and the whole place is off the scale. You walk down the street. I mean, I think they've got the 5G turned on already there. I mean, I walk around with a meter, EMF meter, and the thing is off the scale. Walking the whole block, 34th Street from 7th to 8th Avenue, the whole off the scale, totally. You know, you get a block away, it goes down a little, but it's still in the extremely harmful radiation level range. And you'd be surprised. I go to, you know, occasionally I test people's phones. If you got one of the new smartphones, iPhones, with the big full screen, you turn it off, it's still pulsating harmful radiations even when it's turned off. And the meter proves it, you know. And you're walking around with that, have it next to your body. Why are you doing something so stupid like that? Of course, mainstream media will never tell you that. They want you to get cancer. So that way you can keep the fake system going. You can go to your doctor, and he'll tell you, oh, let's take some x-rays, more radiation. And then, oh, you got cancer. Oh, we'll give you chemo. And they'll kill you a little more. You know, that's the way it's done. It's profit, you know. Keeps the system running. Keeps the bad systems running. But everybody needs to go out and get themselves an EMF meter and see how they're getting poisoned already. And when they turn this 5G on, oh, my God. May God have mercy on all of us. in fact, you ought to be praying that it never gets turned on. But I have to talk about it because I'm doing my part to wake people up, you know, because we have to save ourselves, as the saying goes. But if you want to think about better things, hey, go to CD Baby. Go to BBS Radio. Go down to Saturday night at 10 p.m. Station 1. Click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots, and then scroll down a bit, and you'll see the CD Baby link. It'll take you right to my two albums available on CD Baby. More proof of what a bold person I am. You know, I got an album out there, 23 songs titled Songs Better Than Dylan, because I've got that many great songs on one album. Dylan never had that many great songs on one album. And all my songs are well-written, better than Dylan's songs. You know, some of his are equal to mine, I'll say. Of course, I'll give him credit. I learned by listening to his music how to write songs. But I improved upon it, and I sing a lot better to him. And so I have no problem in saying my songs are better than Dylan. But, hey, go check out to preview them. You know, you can do that on CD Baby. You can buy even just one song on CD Baby. That's the new world. It's good like that. Well, you can buy the whole album, but if you're, you know, you don't want enlightening music, I guess don't buy it. And then I've got American Party Songs, which features some of the best guitar playing ever put down on a record. Jimi Hendrix is probably listening to that, some of that guitar playing now and thinking, hey, I'm dead. But do it, you know, because it's there. And it doesn't cost that much. And my music is mind enlightening, and I concentrate on the positive. With all these bad things happening in the world, we need to think about good things. Okay, it's coming to the end of the show, so listen. Tell your friends to tune in next week, and I don't know. Think about what I said, because this show is educational. And as I always end the show, you got the fantastic guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind, followed by on the survey in New York here for over 50 weeks, I Gotta Be Somebody. That's it. I Gotta Be Somebody, and you might have to be somebody also. It's an anthem for everybody. Okay, I'm doing the countdown. Here we go, Mr. Engineer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the